You got to be happy, Coach, with the way your girls and boys are running this time of the season. You're putting up some great times. Great bunch of kids this year, aren't they?
Yes, they are.
Did you expect that this was going to be, with the kids coming back, you've got some freshmen in there doing some good things? We can have a pretty good group, girls and boys, both this year.
Yep. We've got 7 girls and 6 boys. Actually, same as last year. So we had 3 out and 3 new ones in. 4 and 4. And they are all the new ones are shaping up nicely, especially Lydia. Lydia's really, really quick.
Yeah, talking about Lydia McGowan, just a freshman coach. As far as you're like looking at athletic.net, looking at all the district performances, she is number one on that list right now. Her season best at your own invite there at Cross Creek at 20 minutes, 33 seconds. That's amazing time for a freshman, isn't it?
Yes, and her goal is to break 20 this year, and I think she can do it.
As far as your school record, Coach, for time in cross country, do you know what that is offhand?
I do not. However, I do know that this week the Hayes Center course, she's set to break that one without any difficulty.
Is that in the 20s or 21s, as far as you know, that course record?
So Hayes Center, their course record is 21:06.
So she still runs what she's been running, Coach. No question, she might break that by a long ways, huh?
Yes.
Of course, that's a flat course. It's flat, flat as can be. So not for sure if she prefers that. She probably likes challenges the hilly course as well, doesn't she?
She did all right on the hills last week, but she definitely has run faster on flatter course. So we've been practicing on the track for this one.
That's a good place to do it.
Is so flat.
That's a good place to do it. You bet. You got a great supporting cast. Lydia right behind her. You've got Briar Gunderson, a sophomore that's right up there as well. Runs in the 23s. Ruth Harris, Kylie Kempin, all performing well for you this year on the girls' side.
Yes.
Notice that you got a lot of you've been coaching, a number of years, Coach, down there. These are younger sisters from some of those runners, I think, from the past. Correct me if I'm wrong on that, isn't it?
Yes, Ruth and Briar and Kylie, they all have older sisters who ran for me. And we will see if they are all faster than their sisters. I think Briar certainly is.
So on the boy, that's the girl side. On the boy side, Coach, let's talk about a few of your boys runners. It's Braden Sanford, a junior, is kind of leading the way, isn't he?
Yes, he is. He is. His time right now is 19:03, so he's looking forward to breaking that 19-minute mark. All of my returning boys are a minute faster or more than last year already and improving.
That's terrific. That's great. And you're coming off the Chase County invite, and that's a challenging course, isn't it?
Yes. In particular, last week was Arapaho, and that one's. I think Arapaho is actually our hilliest course by far.
I'm glad you brought that up. Chase County was 2 weeks ago. Then it was Arapaho. Yeah, I remember Arapaho. That certain hill. I think the one on the east side of the course is a bear to climb, isn't it?
Yes, it's right at the 2-mile mark, which puts it right at the hardest part of any race, distance-wise.
So Braden's kind of your leader right now. You got some other kids that are doing well. Henry Shoemaker, Carter Shoemaker, just to kind of point out, Colton Gross, a couple of other kids I'm sure are coming along for you as well.
Yes, indeed. Yeah, Henry's really pushing himself this year. He's improved a lot.
You can tell those guys have put the miles in over the summertime to get ready for the fall season, haven't they?
I don't always ask too closely on that because their summer training is they do it all voluntarily and they organize it themselves, which I really appreciate. And so that makes it all the more impressive.
There's some good runners in your districts. I know you see Cale Garrett from Medicine Valley pretty much every meet you go to. Alma's got some kids. Bertrand's got some kids. So good runners on the boys and the girls' side in that conference and the district as well when you'll see everybody at the district. And that's what you want to see. You want to see competitive race. You want to see those kids push each other, don't they?
Yes. It's always easier to compete than to run alone, particularly when you're trying to set yourself a new record.
Coach, you mentioned Maywood Hayes Center and that course, that invite. You have a chance to go out and not only individually do well, but your team's got a chance to win some team titles at this one.
So, yes. So our girls have already brought home two plaques this season, but Hayes Center is often a place where our boys and our girls both bring home a trophy.
It might happen. It might. And then the following Monday, Coach, you're going to UNK, and we all know that course, the state course, is a bear. And in running your class there in Class D with all the state's best, a lot of the state's best, that's going to be a fun one to watch.
Yes, that is a good course for spectators. And despite the hills, the one thing to remember is that UNK, the finish line, is lower than the starting line. So you actually do end up with more downs than ups.
Exactly right. They start way up in the hill on the starting line, and down that little canyon down below is the finish line. So no question, that'll be a fun one. Hey, your RPAC conference meet, Coach, when that comes up, where is that held at this year?
So that's going to be back at Arapahoe.
So you got to challenge that big hill again, don't you?
Yep.
Well, Coach, good to talk cross country with you. Your kid's doing well, and it looks like, hey, you got a chance. You continue the way things are going. Now, hopefully, come district time, you're going to have some state qualifiers to take back to Kearney.
Yeah, I would be surprised if I didn't get to take the girls' team again this year. They've gone for the last 4 years in a row, and we will see if I get to take one, maybe two boys this year.
You bet. It's always competitive, that district. But by the way, where is your district? I asked conference-wise, where's your district at this year?
It's going to be back in Cambridge again. Mr. Albers loves to host.
You bet. Cross Creek again. You know the course really well. That's advantage to you. You know that course pretty well.
Yep. I think everyone knows it pretty well because we host, we have our meet right near the beginning of the season, and then we often have districts, so most schools end up running it twice a year.
Coach, good to talk to you. Thanks a million. Continued success. Have a fun time over the Hayes Center course and that meet on here in a few days.
All right. Thank you.